What was it like for the council during the times of Dante Ivey and that particular incident?
I think that was also a defining moment as it relates to how people found their voice in terms of speaking out against something that they felt was an injustice and still do feel is an injustice. I marched and protested with young people as it related to that because I really felt that something went terribly wrong there. And I don't know if that family got justice there. I really don't, in my heart. Because I believe if Dante had not been profiled, he'd probably be alive today. And when you send people into a neighborhood who are not familiar with the neighborhood and the people who live there, this is the kind of thing that can happen. Because that night you had officers that were not familiar with him. Officers who normally patrol that area were familiar with Dante and his routine of going to the store at night. They knew him. These officers didn't know him and didn't know the neighborhood. All they know that it was the African-American community. He was walking in the street. He had a hoodie on. It's 32 degrees outside. What do you think? I mean, all those things just come back. So I just feel like, and I think that we all still think about those things and what happened with Dante. And I think it really, the neighborhood got a voice that they had not had before. A lot of young people got involved. The only disappointment I have in that is that they did not ultimately turn that anger into action as it relates to voting and going to the ballot box and continuing to talk about changes that need to be made and working within and without, you know, the police department to make sure something like that never happens again in Albany.
As a reporter covering the mayoral race in the city of Albany, I would from time to time run into people who, you know, they were interested in the candidates, they were interested in the race, and some of whom were very interested in your race, but they felt that you should be a little bit more outspoken. And later on, when it came to a point where we were almost down to the wire and you were very, very outspoken, I do recall a few of the people in the crowd there saying, boy, I wish Carolyn had been this powerful or this outspoken right from the start. Maybe it would have changed things. If you could go back, is there anything you would have done differently? Would you have come on stronger a little bit earlier, or was it just that was your way of you know, doing the political dance that you decided to pursue that particular avenue of approach to running a campaign?
No, in hindsight, I probably would have been a little more stronger right out the gate because I don't know whether, you know, my passion and my desire to be mayor was very strong. And if I did not convey that to people, then, you know, that was an error on my part. Yeah, in hindsight, I probably would have come out stronger from the beginning and then just not in an argumentative or combative way, but just in terms of making sure that people understood how strongly I felt about being a leader of this city and recognizing that. Because I do still believe that there are many issues that are not being addressed that confront concerns that confront the total city of Albany. I see it still every single day. And if we're going to talk lip service about how we're going to do for neighborhoods, how we're going to provide job opportunities, it's not happening. I don't know how many people I've talked to in the last 2 months, people of color who have lost their jobs with the city. Why is that? Why are these people losing their jobs? Because, or you're shifting people. You're not increasing the number of minorities. I don't care what you say, you or so many people were hired, but how many people did you let go that were people of color? That's an issue for me. In terms of how we look at providing opportunities in our downtown community is also of concern to me. There's not one venue in the city of Albany that caters to the African American community that can be open and run by young people in this city. And that's an issue that we need to deal with, and we need to deal with it openly. I know we've got the issue that happened down at Levels a few weeks ago, but to me, that was an isolated incident. Here were three women who are trying to run a business, and unfortunately, someone was shot and killed in there. But that is not the MO of the African-American community. People don't get shot every time we go out. And so now, you know, they've had some negative impact on because of that. But the fact that there's no venue that young people, young adults, or even myself, I mean, I will go anywhere. But as young people are coming, these college students and young adults, young professionals are looking for a place to go out and be entertained, is not available. And we need to have an open discussion about that.
Will you continue to follow Albany politics and participate?
I mean, I will participate to the extent that something not only piques my interest, but also moves me or compels me to make sure I say something. Because things that go on in the city are going to affect me. You know, what's happening with the landfill, that's going to affect me every day. And then as it relates to even national stuff, the new tax bill, people have no idea how that's about to affect them in 2018, no longer being able to deduct their state and local taxes. People have no idea. And other things that are in that tax bill. These are kinds of things that I try to impress upon people, but now it will become reality for them. And they'll see that when you listen to what is going on out in this community, you have to listen. There's a radio talk show on Sirius, Joe Madison. He says, you have to listen with a third ear and you have to see with a third eye. You cannot just go by what people are putting in front of you. You have to be intuitive and you have to listen for how is that going to affect me? Don't think it's not just everybody else. It's going to affect you and it's going to hit you. And when it hits you in your pocketbook, when it hits you in how it's going to deal with your seniors in your family or the children in your family, you've got to step up and be counted. And that's the message that I want to continue to send to people. You got to stand up, step up, speak up, and be counted.